This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ahead of its PS5 launch, Sea of Thieves sails past 40 million players. It's Friday, April 19th, and this is IGN News. As Sea of Thieves prepares to set sail for PlayStation 5, developer Rare has announced it has seen 40 million players since launching in 2018. In a blog post, executive producer Joe Neat said Sea of Thieves' 40 million player milestone comes from users across Xbox, Windows 10, and Steam. Since launching on Xbox One and PC 6 years ago, Rare has released over 100 free updates. Season 12 launches soon, and with it brings new additions like throwing knives and the bone collar. Sea of Thieves launches on PS5 on April 30th, with the Premium Edition offering 5 days of early access from April 25th. Progress and items transfer from the Xbox version to the PS5 version, and there are PlayStation-only servers with the ability to disable crossplay. Performance options match the Xbox Series X version, and the PS5 version has 60 base trophies and a platinum trophy called Pirate Perfectionist. When Sea of Thieves launched, it was seen as a make-or-break game for Rare, which had made a couple of Kinect sports games before Microsoft moved on from the motion-tracking add-on. But Sea of Thieves is a success for the studio, becoming one of its most played games ever. As for the future, Rare is still working on Everwild, announced in 2019 but without a release window. Sea of Thieves is the latest Xbox game to make the jump to rival platforms, joining Obsidian's Grounded and Penitent, and Tango Gameworks' Hi-Fi Rush. Microsoft is testing the multi-platform waters with this quartet and may release more of its first-party games on non-Xbox consoles in the future. In an interview with IGN, former Xbox chief Peter Moore offered his thoughts on why Microsoft was making this move now. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.